The Elkton Elks.
While six-man football might be a new thing for lots of teams around Oregon, it's not for the Elkton Elks. The 2022 season will be the fourth year playing six-man football at Elkton, and the Elks return four seniors that have high expectations for a program that finished second in league last year. Let's hear what's in store for the Elkton Elks in 2022. Here's head coach Jeremy Lockhart. You know, we saw this six-man game kind of come into existence here in the last couple of years, and it's starting to take hold and starting to be a beneficial thing for some of the smaller schools. What have you guys there at Elkton learned about the six-man game strategy-wise and things that are kind of necessary for that style of game that you guys are going to be able to put into place this year?
Well, thanks for having me. Definitely the first thing is it's still football. It is a cultural shift. Sometimes small towns, they're used to certain traditions that are in place, or if you've been in a certain league for a certain amount of time, those kinds of expectations are still there. But again, it's just reiterating that it's still football. And the cool thing about six-man, besides that, it is very innovative. You can do a lot of different things on offense. There are different rules that are in place. It definitely makes it a little bit more fair, especially on the defensive side, to try to attack the quarterback and those kinds of things. So you have a nice opportunity as a coach and for your players to come up with some different ways to get the ball around and to everybody, because everybody's eligible on offense.
Yeah, that adds a whole new element to it there, that every player can touch the football and gets the opportunity to be a part of the game and part of the scoring, and that's one of the things. I think about six-man football, and I haven't had a chance to go watch it live yet, but, I think about it, and it sounds like with everybody eligible, with only six guys on the field, that you're going to get a lot of offense. But how big, in your mind, is kind of the other side of the football when it comes to being successful at six-man football? Obviously, everybody's going to kind of think about the offense, but how big is defense towards being successful at the six-man level?
Oh, yeah, it's critical. Definitely one thing that we try to focus on is the defense, because, again, the understanding is, six-man football, there's tons of space, which, yes, those things are true. People are going to be running free all over the place. You have to put an emphasis on, obviously surrounding the ends, making sure you don't allow – you don't allow the outside to be broken, and that you tackle well. And we pride ourselves, especially last year, on our defense. We had a shutout last year. We held the team to 2 points, which technically was a shutout because, we had a safety. They had a safety on us. Mm-hmm. So we definitely pride ourselves on defense. And, yes, there are some barn burner games. But we certainly try to implement defense, clearly just as important as offense and special teams.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be. I mean, that, like you said, it's still football, and both sides of the ball are very much important on that as the Elkton Elks get ready to start out the season coming up next Friday against Powers. You guys did see some success last year, had a nice record at the end of the year last year. What kind of things are you guys bringing back? What do you have some key returners coming back from last year's team that you can rely on this year?
Yeah, so our core group last year was all juniors. So they're all coming back, and they're seniors this year. So that's going to be a big boost in the arm right away. So having those guys there, you get the leadership, you get continuity, and plus they're able to help the younger players. We got some freshmen in that I think are going to surprise some people. We also have some solid juniors. So, yeah, we have a really good return this year. We've been lean the last couple years. That's why, we went to six-man. We had times where we only had 8 players on the roster. But this year, so far, we're at 14, and that's fantastic. And we're definitely looking forward to utilizing all 14 of them.
I'm sure. Yeah, a lot of up and down, a lot of conditioning needed for that, and being able to have guys you can rotate in is always big. Having a group that returns, a significant group that returns from last year, they got a chance to play, be successful. But last year you didn't have an actual OSAA state playoffs with a state championship berth and on the line. This year that changes. There's an OSAA sanctioned 6A or 6-man playoff. Do you notice you have the Have the kind of the players taken notice of that? Is it bringing some excitement to what this season might mean for your team?
Yeah, the players did notice it, and it certainly gives, you know, more legitimacy to the six-man game, which it needs to be. You know, because again, there's a lot of small towns that just can't get nine man or obviously eight man in the past. So this is a nice reward to show these schools that yes, we care, yes, we're listening, and this is certainly a carrot for a lot of players to want to strive for and a lot of teams to try to achieve. So yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing that it's being recognized.
Well, looking at this season, as we talk with Jeremy Lockhart, the head coach there at Elkton High School, as we look at this season, what do you feel like are some of the biggest strengths for this Elkton team this year? What are you going to be able to rely on week in and week out that might help you guys pick up some victories?
Yeah, again, not to sound like a broken record, but the fact that our core group was juniors last year and then come back as seniors, that's huge. Because, you know, a lot of guys or a lot of teams, you get that turnover, and sometimes it's a complete turnover, which can be fine too, but that's going to certainly, hopefully, give us an advantage, you know, knowing the system, being with me pretty much their whole high school career so far. So we know each other. We can are able to communicate a little bit better, a little bit crisper. So I think those things can give us advantages, hopefully, in, you know, tight situations or crunch situations that we need to be able to perform.
You know, being a smaller group, I'm not sure how that might affect it, but were you guys able to do much kind of over the summer or during some of the down periods while you were in your off season to kind of prepare this group that's coming back for you for this year?
Yeah, we did get going a little bit early than most years, and most people took advantage of that, which was fantastic. Obviously, you know, official practices started last week for the state, so that, you know, you have to do that. But, yeah, you know, you just kind of have communications open here and there with players and talking about schemes and plays and what expectations are and positionings and all that kind of stuff. You know, those things usually go throughout the entire year.
Mm-hmm. As we start to look towards the season, mentioned starting out against Powers next week, as you look at your schedule, what do you feel like are some of the highlights and some of the expectations that you can set for this year's team?
Well, Powers is going to be tough right away. Powers is a fantastic team. They're well coached. Kane's a good dude. He's got a superstar son who's a senior this year who won Defensive Player of the Year for our league last year. They have a fantastic young group that all of them tackle well, and they're very coachable. So that's a huge test for us. They did not lose in our league last year until they got into the quasi playoffs for last year. So that's a big one. Triangle Lake, we've never played. That's our second game. That's away. That's a big one too, because Triangle Lake made it all the way to the final game for our league, even though it wasn't sanctioned and all that kind of stuff. But so that's a big test too for us. And we got some other familiar faces on the schedule that we're definitely looking forward to seeing again. North Lake, those are great people. We enjoy playing them. It's always a good time. So yeah, we're at Gilchrist too. Rick's a good guy. So we're definitely looking forward to playing these guys.
Well, it sounds like building up to be a strong season for the Elkton football program, and we definitely look forward to seeing how things play out up there. And Coach Jeremy Lockhart joining us here on the program today. Jeremy, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck to you guys, and hopefully catch up again here in the future.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much for having me.